Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the second day of our lesson about the Great Train Robbery. So far, we have learned about how some robbers got on a train called the Night Flyer, and they tried to get away with 2.6 million pounds. Back in 1963, of course, that was a lot of money. That's almost 50 million U.S. today. So we're going to continue this story. Now, a train might transport lots of different kinds of things. Of course, we learned about the high-value packages on the train yesterday. What other things might trains transport? Carolyn?
Well, they can really transport anything. They can transport people, of course. Lots of people like to ride on trains to get from one place to another very quickly. But, you know, trains can also be used to carry anything from toys to chemicals to coal to even car parts. I know that the company Porsche uses trains to transport a lot of their car parts, not a full car, but pieces of it.
That's a good point. Trains carry a lot of different kinds of cargo, not only people, but food, liquids, gases, lots of different kinds of things are transported by train. What are some things that you can think about? Well, we're going to continue this story, The Great Train Robbery. Let's do that now.
The Great Train Robbery. The Hunt. In response to Britain's biggest train robbery, Scotland Yard assembled a team of detectives called the Flying Squad. They received a call about suspicious activity at a place called Leatherslade Farm. It turned out to be the thieves' hideout. The whole place is one big clue, one detective said. They made the first arrest the following day. But the last wasn't made until 1968, when mastermind Bruce Reynolds was finally caught. Most of the robbers received 25 or 30 years of jail time, though all were released by 1978.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Today, we're back for part two of our tale about the Great Train Robbery. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Detective. Detective is a noun. All detectives should expect to have unsolved cases. Suspicious. Suspicious is an adjective. Though his behavior was suspicious, he had nothing to do with the crime. Exception. Exception is a noun. We don't usually give samples, but I'll make an exception this time. Anniversary. Anniversary is a noun. Richard and Oscar celebrated the anniversary of their business partnership. Your more information words are mastermind. Mastermind is a noun. Plastic surgery. Plastic surgery is a noun. Think about that as we finish our article.
Okay, most of these robbers were caught by this time, but we're going to learn later about someone else who got away for a little bit longer. First, let's go back to the beginning of this section called The Hunt. Now, we're not talking about hunting animals, right, Carolyn?
That's right, Gabe. Today, we are talking about hunting for people. Now, it's not quite the same as hunting for an animal. Here, we are using this word to mean to look for, to be very serious about trying to find something.
That's right. So these people, the police, the government, is very serious about hunting for these 15 robbers. All right. In response to Britain's biggest train robbery, Scotland Yard assembled a team of detectives called the Flying Squad. Okay, so let's go back to the beginning of this sentence. We see the phrase, in response to. Okay, so the biggest train robbery happened, and now there's a response. I might also use this phrase in another way. I could say, in response to my request for a pay raise, my boss just laughed. That was her response.
Well, that is one response, but this response was to send out detectives, and detective is a word from our word bank. Now, a detective is a person who investigates or tries to solve a crime by gathering clues, and this person is usually a police officer. Doesn't have to be, but here we're talking about Scotland Yard, so these would be very well-trained police officers. And it makes me think of Sherlock Holmes, who was a very great detective in a series of books.
That's right. That's probably the most famous detective in fiction, Sherlock Holmes. But of course, it also makes me think of a TV show now called Monk. He is a detective trying to solve different problems. I think stories involving detectives are quite popular. There are so many out there. So a team of detectives called the Flying Squad went after these 15 robbers. And how does the story continue?
Well, it does continue, but the Flying Squad is also one of the most famous British detective groups. So they handle some of the most dangerous crimes and trying to catch the most dangerous criminals. Now, we do continue. They received a call about suspicious activity at a place called Leatherslade Farm. So they got a call about suspicious activity, Gabe.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on there. Maybe you see something suspicious and you're curious about that. Okay, let's look at that word from our word bank. It is the word suspicious. If something is suspicious, that means you're not sure about it. You're not sure if it's good or bad. Maybe it seems bad, but you're not sure. So it's suspicious.
That's right. So it's something that you question because you don't know what is going on. I was a little bit suspicious of Gabe the other day because
Why?
I could hear him saying my name. But it turned out to be nothing. He was actually just trying to get a hold of one of my friends.
Exactly, Carolyn. Nothing suspicious was going on. Well, friends, you might see signs at certain public places if you go traveling to the West, and they might say, report anything suspicious to the police. For example, if you see a bag just sitting around and nobody is with it, that might be a suspicious bag. It might be a bomb or something else. Report that to the police. It is a suspicious item.
Well, we do want to make sure we pay attention when things seem suspicious, and so these detectives got a call about suspicious activity happening on this farm. It turned out to be the thieves' hideout. So this is where the thieves were staying. And what happened next, Gabe?
Well, we see a phrase there in that sentence, it turned out. Let's look at that. You're not sure about something, but then in the end you find out the real reason. So you could say it turned out to be this way. They thought it was suspicious, and as it turned out, it was the thieves' hideout. But you could use this in other ways too. I knew that Marty was smart. Well, as it turns out, he's the smartest guy in our class.
Well, we will continue on in the story. The whole place is one big clue, one detective said. So they're very excited to have found this farm because the whole house, the whole grounds is a clue.
It was one clue, and so they made the first arrest the following day. It didn't take them long. They made the arrest the following day, but the last wasn't made until when? Until 1968, when mastermind Bruce Reynolds was finally caught. So they caught most of the robbers, but the mastermind, maybe the person who organized the robbery, he was finally caught in 1968.
So it took them almost 5 years to find the person who organized the robbery, Bruce Reynolds. Now, most of the robbers received 25 or 30 years of jail time, though all were released by 1978. So even though they received rather lengthy sentences, 25 to 30 years in the court, they were actually let out of jail by 1978.
That's right. If you remember, the robbery happened in 1963. If they were caught and they were given 25 to 30 years in jail, then they were actually let loose only within 15 years. So I think the government was actually being a little bit nice to them. They were released by 1978. Now it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们来看的是 suspicious 这个形容词。Suspicious 是指可疑的或者是引起怀疑的。例如 ,the guy's suspicious behavior caught the security guard's attention. 这名男子可疑的行为引起了警卫的注意。Suspicious 也指怀疑的或者是觉得可疑的。例如 ,a suspicious neighbor heard screaming and called the police. 一位邻居听见了尖叫声起了疑心就报警了。接下来我们看的是 mastermind, 这个名词。master 是指主要的。Mind 是指思想或意念，连在一起 ,mastermind 是指主谋或者是幕后的操控者。例如 ,the mastermind behind the kidnapping was arrested at the airport. 这起绑架案的主谋在机场落网。mastermind 也可以当动词，意思是指策划或者是幕后操控。例如 ,Ray masterminded the whole scheme to cheat the investors. Ray 策划了整个诈欺投资者的计划。
In the second day of our article on the Great Train Robbery, we have been talking about The Hunt. A group of detectives from Scotland Yard are now looking for the robbers, and they got a report about some suspicious activity happening on Leatherslade Farm, which turned out to be the thieves' hideout. Now, I'm very excited to hear how this story concludes in the next part of our reading. Let's read it now.
The Great Train Robbery. The Man Who Ran. The exception was Ronnie Biggs, who escaped from prison in 1965 and ran from one country to another. Hiding behind plastic surgery, he was discovered in Brazil, but avoided capture several times. Finally, in 2001, over 30 years after his escape, an unhealthy Biggs turned himself in to serve his jail time.In 2009, he was released for compassionate reasons a day before his 80th birthday. He happens to share the date with the anniversary of his famous crime.
Okay, now we're learning about the man who ran. Of course, most of these robbers were caught, put in prison for a time, and let loose by 1978. But now we're talking aboutThis man, Ronnie Biggs, who ran, he got away at first, okay? The exception was Ronnie Biggs, who escaped from prison in 1965 and ran from one country to another. Okay, so he was caught at first, but he escaped within a couple of years and went from one country, one place, to another.
That's right, and he was the exception. So there were 15 men who were involved in the robbery. All of them were caught eventually after some time, but Ronnie Biggs was an exception because he escaped. Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at the word exception. It's from our word bank, and if something is an exception, that means that it is different. It doesn't follow the rules mm-hmm. and do things the way that everything else is being done.
That's right. So maybe you could use this phrase, like this. You're not supposed to eat in class, but you could say, oh, teacher, could you please make an exception for me? I'm really hungry. So you could use that phrase like that. Or you might say that there is no exception for this thing. There's no exception. Everyone must do the things the exactly the same way.
Well, he did escape, and we will find out how he was able to hide for so long. We read, hiding behind plastic surgery, he was discovered in Brazil, but avoided capture several times. So he had plastic surgery done so that he looked different from the pictures that the police had.
It's true, and that's what happens. Many people get plastic surgery done, for different reasons. They want to look different in some way. Usually people might want to look better in some way, and so they'll get plastic surgery. But this man, Ronnie Biggs, he wasn't doing it so that he could look better. He really just wanted to hide and get away from the government.
But he was discovered several times and avoided capture several times. So people knew that he had changed his appearance, the way that he looked, and they tried to catch him, but he was able to escape each time.
That's right. This kind of reminds me of a movie that came out a couple years ago with Leonardo DiCaprio, Catch Me If You Can. He also got away several times after being discovered. Well, we're learning about Ronnie Biggs here, and finally, in 2001, over 30 years after his escape, an unhealthy Biggs turned himself in to serve his jail time. I can't imagine the kind of things that this guy has experienced trying to run from one place to another just to get away from the police for over 30 years.
That is a very long time to be running and hiding, and I'm sure that it was really not easy, so he decided to turn himself in. And Steve and Ken have something they'd like to tell us about that phrase in the information cloud.
Hi friends, here's a piece of advice. If you often feel tired during the day, maybe you should turn in early.
Yes, turn in early or go to bed early. Turn in is just an informal way to say go to bed.
So, what time do you turn in, Steve?
Well, Ken, I normally turn in at 11 o'clock on most nights.
Now, let's play with this phrase a little and add a direct object, turn someone in. It's now a new phrase with a very different meaning.
Ken, if you don't go to the police and make a confession, I'll turn you in.
No, don't turn me in. I will turn myself in.
Friends, we hope you got that. The phrase, turn oneself in, means to give yourself up to the authorities.
Now let's change the direct object to a thing. Do you have a paper to turn in to your teacher tomorrow?
Or do you have homework to turn in? When you turn in your homework or paper, you're handing it in to your teacher.
一起来学一个实用的片语 turn in. Turn in 有许多不同的意思。晚上上床睡觉，除了讲 go to bed, 也可以用比较口语的 turn in. What time do you turn in? 你几点上床？ I usually turn in at 11 o'clock. 在学校交作业、交报告是把作业报告Turn in to the teacher, 交进去。Turn in 也可以表示自首。一个抢匪可以 turn himself in to the police, 去向警察自首。要不然别人有可能会 turn him in, 告发、检举他。今天的课文讲到逃亡超过30年后 ,an unhealthy Biggs turned himself in to serve his jail time。体弱多病的 Biggs 跑去自首入监服刑。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. So, just before the information cloud, we saw that Biggs turned himself in to serve his jail time. Serving, used in this way. That means you are doing something that you should do, that the police have, or the government says that you need to do. You're serving your jail time, or you're doing something that they require.Okay, so we're continuing learning about Ronnie Biggs. In 2009, he was released for compassionate reasons a day before his 80th birthday. Well, that was just a couple of years ago that he was in jail and he was released for compassionate reasons. What does it mean to be compassionate?
Well, if you are compassionate, that means that you are very caring, that you are concerned about other people. And I have a feeling that these compassionate reasons had to do with his health. Mm-hmm. Because if he was almost 80 years old, just the day before his birthday, he might not be in the best health, especially since he's been trying to run and hide from the police for so long.He might have had some difficulty taking care of his body.
That's right. And he did humble himself. He turned himself in. Maybe that has something to do with these compassionate reasons, too. So he was let out the day before his birthday. Okay. And he happens to share the date with the anniversary of his famous crime. Okay. Let's talk about this word, anniversary. This is from our word bank. An anniversary is something that happens every year. You celebrate something once every year on its anniversary.
That's right. So an anniversary could be something like a wedding anniversary. The day that you got married, you celebrate that day on the same day every year. So if you were married maybe in 2010 on August 10th, then in 2011, August 10th, you would also celebrate, and this year, 2013, August 10th, would be the anniversary, and you would celebrate again.
That's right. And so this guy, Ronnie Biggs, he came out of jail on the same day as his famous crime, the anniversary of this crime. So he shares a birthday with this crime. That means he was robbing on his birthday, Carolyn. Maybe he was hoping to get a nice big birthday gift on the train.
Well, it very well could be. August 8th was the anniversary and his birthday, and he was let out the day before. Well, right now, it is time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Today is the anniversary of the great train robbery.
Yes, our robbery was so successful.
Yes, but too bad there are no clean getaways.
Yeah, too bad.
I remember it all. It was about 3 in the morning. The night flyer rolled to a stop.
Yeah, it was halted by a red signal light.
Yes, and when the fireman stepped off the train, we seized him.
We sure did. We were dressed as track workers, remember?
I do. We entered the cab and hit the driver over the head.
And then unhooked the engine and the first two cars. And the night flyer moved on.
Next stop, Britigo Bridge. Unloading 120 mail bags wasn't easy.
But we did it. And then toss the driver and others into the car.
Mission complete. The 15 of us made off with the goods without a trace.
Yep, about 2.6 million pounds. Woohoo! Our crime earned its name,
the Great Train Robbery. How? Oh, our robbery was successful.
Yeah, too bad there was no clean getaway.
Nope. Too bad.
Well, we've got to go now.
Yeah, see you in 25 or 30 years.
OK, 继续我们看的是 plastic surgery 这个名词。Plastic 是指塑胶，因为整形手术都会用到塑胶类的填充物，所以就叫做 plastic surgery。例如 the girl had plastic surgery to change the shape of her nose。这个女孩子去整形改变她鼻子的形状。如果是整形的医生叫做 plastic surgeon, S-U-R-G-E-O-N。例如 Greg is a famous plastic surgeon in Hollywood。Greg 是一位有名的好莱坞整形医生。最后我们看的是 anniversary 这个名词。A-N-N 这个字根有年的意思。所以 anniversary 就是指周年纪念。例如 Brandon and his wife celebrated their wedding anniversary at a fancy restaurant. Brandon 和太太到一家很高级的餐厅庆祝他们的结婚纪念日。或者是 the company held a banquet to celebrate their 20th anniversary. 公司举办餐会庆祝20周年纪念。And now I'll give the time back to our teachers.
Well, I did enjoy learning about Ronnie Biggs here in this last section. And actually, if you're curious about him, there is a book that he wrote, an autobiography. It's called Odd Man Out, The Last Straw. Carolyn, what was something that you really enjoyed learning about this great train robbery or these robbers?
Well, it was a very exciting story just reading about it, and I'm sure that Ronnie Biggs' book is probably also very interesting to read and get an inside look at what happened.
That's right. Well, friends, thank you for joining us for this exciting lesson about a big historical event, and we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you then!